1965, I was in the third grade. We don't remember much about our third grades, I imagine. Heck, people in fourth grade don't remember much about third grade. But I do remember this very well. I was in the classroom, realizing that I couldn't read what was on the blackboard. So I kept asking the teacher, moving closer and closer until I was in the front row, and being the tallest kid in the class, the people behind me did not appreciate that. And I was still squinting. So obviously, my parents realized I needed glasses. The glasses I got. And every couple of years, I had to get a stronger pair of glasses. When I arrived here 30 years ago, I was wearing a very thick pair of glasses. Then I took up the hobby of scuba diving. And I told them, well, you know, I have very bad eyes. And they told me, don't worry about that, because the water makes things closer to you. You won't need glasses. So when I did my first dive, I realized I still needed glasses. Scuba dive company had an answer. For $5,000, I could get a prescription mask. For $1,000, I have my eyes fixed. And so I have my eyes fixed. So for most of my time here, you have not seen me in glasses because I didn't need them and was very grateful for it. But alas, time marches on. I'll be 69 this June, and as all things happen, especially in this eye in particular, I am in need of glasses. So I wear them when I drive, and I wear them when I read. But it was really nice not having to wear glasses. But it's a reminder that it's great to see, isn't it? It's good to have vision. You move around a lot easier when you can see stuff, right? Absolutely. Well, today's first reading and gospel reading are all about seeing. But not just looking at something. Because we can see things, but then be blind to something else. For example, in the first reading, Samuel sees Jesse's eldest son. Fine, strapping fellow. Looks like he'd be a great king. Thinks he'll anoint him king. And God whispers him, no, you're seeing as men see things. I'm looking for something else. What he's looking for is what's inside. And eventually, God rejects all the sons until they get to little David. And David is the one with the true heart. David is the one who's anointed. God sees things differently. And in today's gospel reading, here we have the Pharisees. This man, who is known as a blind man and a beggar, now walks in and sees. But they can't see what's happening. They're blinded by their own devotion to the laws. Their laws say you can't do any work on the Sabbath. By the way, that's not just only condemning Jesus for performing the miracle. They're also condemning the man for doing the act of washing on the Sabbath. Just letting you know, both of them are being condemned by the Pharisees because they're both breaking the law. This beautiful miracle doesn't matter to them. That's not what they see. What they see is a broken law. Not a man who's healed. Not a man made whole. That's what they choose not to see. And so that is what the gospel, the first reading, are telling us today. When we look at someone else, let's not be blinded by things. Let's look at someone else and not be blinded by the fact that that person might need your help. Look at someone and that person might be someone who's, you know, lost a job. Might need a helping hand with a basket of food. Or maybe you're looking at someone and don't be blinded by the fact that just maybe they've lost a loved one. They could use a hug, or they could use a phone call, they could use a card, they could use a hot meal. No, a show of sympathy, a show of care, a show of compassion. How we choose to look at people is very, very important. Seeing isn't enough, but seeing others as fellow children of God and responding accordingly, now that's true sight.